Some people come to church grouchy and they leave sad, and that's not as it should be. We need to be happy people about the church. We need to be so wonderfully happy about the church and all that we need to be those that we meet and greet you. Did you push the button for this thing, Mick? Okay. I don't know if I've... Oh, there it is. There it is. Look at that. Can you see that? I can see that. I hope you can. We're going to be talking about the blessings in the local congregation, because we talk about the church as a whole, but I think sometimes we need to come down and just talk about what this church is to us. And I don't know about you. I've been here for 12 years. This is a great place. And I know some of the congregations that you worship, and they're great places too. How wonderful it is that we can see that, and we can see how great the church is all over. But look at the local congregation. That's what we want to look at today. That's what we want to consider today in a very great way. This is the local church. This is really a definition, and that's what I wanted to give you, a definition of the local church. The Lord's church on earth can be defined in this way. Now, I know it can be defined in other ways, but look at this. A local, visible assembly of the saints. Did you hear that? A local, visible assembly of the saints that has been summoned by God. It is God who has asked us to be here. It's not the preacher. It's not the elders. It's not our wives. It's not our mothers. It's not our daddies. But it's God that has requested us being here. God has and it is unique from all other assemblies in the whole world. The word church in the Greek is ekklesia. Now, that's a great word, but it can be used in just an assembly. It could be a political assembly. It could be any kind of an assembly. It could be a birthday party, I guess. But the idea of the church is such a greater thing than any one of those things. The idea of the local congregation is the greatest thing that could be. That's the greatest assembly that we could be a part of. What we've got to do is to recognize that you are the public image of God. You're God's public image to the whole world. You show the world what the church looks like. You have the world to see that the church is here. When you pull your car in the parking lot, you're letting the world know, hey, look, the church is doing okay. The church is doing fine. One of the saddest things is to see a parking lot that Sunday morning, it's empty and nobody's there. And it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. Every parking lot can be filled. Every parking lot can have all the people in it. Now, turn with me, if you would, to Acts 2 and verse 41 and 42. I want you to see this passage. I want you to see what these people have done here to be a Christian. And I know you've seen this before, but I just want to emphasize it just a little bit. In verse 41, then those who gladly received His word. They heard the word of God and they received that word in gladly. They were thrilled about it. Just like the people in Acts 2. When they heard that gospel, when they heard that word, they wanted to be a part of that. They were willing to stop the preacher in the middle of his sermon saying, what do we need to do? When they heard this, they gladly were people who wanted to be baptized. They wanted to be immersed in water. And the same day, there were added to them about 3,000 souls. 3,000 people said, we like this. We want to be a part of it. What were they? A part of the church of the world? Yeah. They were a part of the church of Christ of the whole world. But they were a part of that local congregation there. And they were proud of that. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. You see, we got to know which way we're going, what we're going to do. We got to understand that. They had this fellowship, and they were working with each other. They were observing the Lord's Supper. They were singing. They were praying. They were giving. They were doing all those things that we call about worship. They were those people that were assembled there to be drawn closer and closer to God because they wanted to be a part of God. And the way we can be a part of God is to be a part of the local congregation. I don't think we realize that. I think some people have the idea that what we're going to do is we're going to be a part of the church and we're going to be the part of the church all over the whole world. That means that I don't really have to attend the local church. Brethren, if you don't attend the local congregation that you're a part of, you're not a part of the church. Amen. Y'all just sit there. I'll do my own if I have to. You have to be a part of the local congregation, or you're not a part of the church. Now, if you disagree with that, tell me, okay? Let me know about that. But that's where it comes. I can't be a member of the church in India right now. I can't do that. I can't go and worship with them every first day of the week, but I can be at my local congregation wherever that's at for you. If it's here, that's where you can be. If it's some other place, that's where you can be. And it's where you need to be. And you see, if we're not those people that are doing what God wants us to do. Now, what I want us to do now, and I got all that stuff there for you, I want you to see the benefits of the local congregation. I don't know if we really realize the benefits of being a part of a local congregation. And we need to see that. We need to see that more than anything else. First of all, we need to see that one of the blessings of being a part of the local congregation is that spiritual growth. Paul in Ephesians 4 verses 11 through 16 said this, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers." Why did he do that? Why did God place those people within the church, that local congregation? Now, he gives three reasons here. For the equipping of the saints, to help those people to know which way to go, to know what they needed to do, to equip them for the problems and the difficulties that they're going to have to face in life. The devil is not sitting in hell just waiting. The devil is here and he's among us. Remember when God talked to the devil and he asked him where he'd been in the book of Job? He said, "I've been on the earth walking around." He's still walking around on the earth. What's he trying to do? He's trying to deceive people. He's trying to get people to follow his way. That's what we don't need. What we got to do is to be willing to follow him. So here God gave this so that for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, so that you could have something to do to feel a part of it. This is one of the things in the church and the local congregation that we are neglecting, and that's the reason churches are not growing. We're not giving people ministries to work in. They need jobs. You need a job. What's your job at church? You know what most people's job is? To keep the pew warm. That's not enough. You need to use yourself. So here he's giving these people for these things to help the church for the edifying of the body of Christ, to build up the whole body of Christ, to make it stronger. That's what we need in the world. Mark talked this morning about some of the things we're having to deal with in the world, some of the difficulties that we have in the world. We all understand that. We all understand the difficulties that are there for the church. But what we've got to do is to realize the local congregation is that which gives us the stability, the power, and the strength to be able to go on. There's where it's at. It's in the local congregation. And look at this. For the edifying of the body of Christ, that, the reason, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro. Many people don't know what's right and they don't know what's wrong. They don't know which way to go. They don't know how to handle the problems. Why? I think it's because they're not a part of that local congregation where you can study the Word of God, find out what it has to say, and be a part of that. Tossed to and fro, cared about by every wind of doctrine. If you know where you're going, you feel secure. If you know the way you're going, you feel secure. The way you can find that out is in the local congregation. That puts a responsibility on the elders, the preachers, the deacons, every member to try to help other people to know the Word of God. Know it in such a way as it will change them. That doctrine that's there that they need to be a part of. And we're not being tricked by the devil. We're not being tricked by the world. See, some people don't understand God's Word. They understand a little of it, but they are not studying it. They're not studying it together with other people. Have you ever been in a Bible class where somebody said something and you thought, you know, I wish I'd have asked that dumb question, but I was ashamed to. But they asked it, they got an answer, and you said, oh, that's good, that helped me. That's what the local congregation is trying to do, is to help us to know how to go. That's what God designed the local congregation to do. He designed it in such a way to help to build us up and to make us stronger. That's what He's trying to do. He wants us to be speaking the truth in love, that we may grow by that, that we may be able to mature by that, that we can be people as part of the church, that we're going to help other people to see how wonderful it is. For whom, verse 16, the whole body joined and knit together. Do you realize that the body of Christ, the church, is just like this? It's strength. It's strength of people living together and working together as a body of people. One voice can sound, but 100 voices sound a lot better. Now, let's illustrate that. I thought about singing a song this morning. What y'all laugh about? Do y'all think I can't sing? I can sing. You should be in my... No, don't be in my shower. I can sing. And I thought about it. But now that's me. And I could cut loose in a song up here right now, and some of you, you'd be so sick you can't eat lunch. But I can sing out when I'm sitting next to Linda or somebody else. And I sound good, I think. Why? Because all the others are there with me singing together. We're all there. Now, some of you are laughing. I've heard you sing too. Don't be laughing so loud. But you see, when we all get together, we sound better. That's the reason that song leaders like for everybody to sing. Because we sound better. And you see, we sound better as a part of the church. We work better as a part of the church. We're united with each other and we're helping each other. And when I can't sing that well, you're doing a good job of helping me to sing better. That's the local church. Now, if I get up here and I sing my one song to you, you're going to say, boy, that looks bad. It sounds bad. That is bad. But if I sing out here with you, I sound better. I sound good. That's what the local church is. That's what the Lord's trying to say as being a part of the local church, that it will cause us to grow together as the body of edifying and building each other up. You see, we need to realize how important it is that we're blessing each other together. We're helping each other to grow together and love and care for each other. You can't care for people you don't know and you're not talking to. So you need to be a part of that. That's the reason God designed the church. The result of the instruction of the Word of God is to help us to know how to be closer to each other and how to help each other. Secondly, the blessings of the opportunity to minister. We find things to do. You know, people out here by themselves that say, I'm a Christian, they don't know the sick. They don't know those in the congregation that are hurting. They don't know those in the congregation that are fighting and struggling with sin in their life. So they can't help them. It gives us a work to do. Somebody says, we need somebody to cut the grass. I'll do it. We need somebody to visit somebody. I'll do it. It gives us ministries that we can be involved in. And listen, when we're doing something in the church, we feel a lot better. If you're going to call me to do a job, let me do the job. Let me do the job. Sometimes we have work days, and I keep telling people, make a list of things that need to be done and let somebody take it. And they feel good. I've done something. But if you come in and you feel like I hadn't done anything, I'm not a part of that, let me tell you something, you're not going to be drawn closer to the people that are there. And that's the local congregation. That's what you want to be a part of. You want to be a part of that so that you can help them and they can help you. We're building each other up. We're making each other strong. And we're working with each other in the kingdom of God. We should show to the world who we are, what we are, and who we're going to be. We're going to be those people that are going to serve God. Listen to what Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 8. For I thank you, my God. For I thank my God through Jesus Christ because of what Jesus Christ has done for us all. That your faith is spoken of throughout the world. Let me tell you something. The church does things and the community sees it. The church does things and the world sees it. I don't know, there is I can't think of the title of it right now. It's a website that just talks about good things that are going on in the church. And how wonderful it is to read about this church doing a vacation Bible school over here. Or just like Mark and them last week were down at Cortland doing one for a congregation there that might not be able to afford them to come. Not saying anything bad about the congregation. They need those people there. Did it make you feel good to go, Mark? All right. And it did all the other people that were there too. Why? They were helping. We like to help other people. Listen, we have ministries within the church to give people an encouragement to work within the church, to be a part of the church there. We are going to have to increase our service. And we increase our service, we increase our fellowship with each other because we learn to love each other in a greater way. And in the local church, that's where love is really built for the church as a whole all over the world. If you don't like the local church, let me tell you something, you're not going to like the church in the world either. You're not going to like that because it's the same thing. It's people trying to be drawn closer to God and serve God. Listen to 1 Corinthians 12. But now God set the members, each one of them in the body, just as He pleased. Do you hear that? God set each one of the members in the church just as He pleased. It's not a matter of you're coming here because the preacher looks so good. I can't help it. Or the elders do this, or the congregation's doing this. You're doing it because that's what God wants you to do. And God has placed you within that local congregation. And if they were all one, and they were all one members, what would the body be? He's saying here and trying to illustrate a point. Everybody can't be the preacher. Whoopee! Isn't that great? Aren't you thrilled about that? Would you like to go to a congregation that was just only preachers? You'd never say a word. You'd never get to go home. You'd always be there. You'd have to have these stories told to you over and over and over again. How wonderful it is that we don't all preach. And I really mean that. How wonderful it is that we don't all serve as an elder. How wonderful it is that we don't all serve as a deacon. But we've got works that we can be involved in, things that we can do to help the church, to build the church up. See, we expect the preacher to do some things. We expect the elders to do some things. We expect the deacons to do some things. But sometimes we don't expect the members to do anything. At least that's what we convey to them. Let me tell you something. That's wrong. That's a sin. We need to convey the idea that everybody needs to be a part of it. There are many members, but they're all working together. They're different, but they're all there. They're all working. And God has placed you in the church for a particular work. Now you say, what is that? I don't know. You just keep doing things till you find out the one you really like. You just keep doing it no matter what. You keep accomplishing those things. We help. We share. We become a part of each other in the local congregation because that's what we're supposed to do. In the local church, that is what we've got to be a part of. You are a blessing to the community if you're a part of the local church because you help the community. When we had the storm that came through here, this last one just a while back, there were churches that were distributing areas for goods to help other people. This congregation, some of you cooked meals and gathered up stuff and gathered up money and everything else to help other people. You felt good about it, but you also showed into the whole community, you were showing to the community, listen, this is what the church is supposed to be doing. Brethren, we're not supposed to be just singing songs and partaking the Lord's Supper and hearing a preacher preach. That's a part of it. But we're to be out in the community showing the community what the church really is. We're to be doing those things so that people can say, hey, that Tanner Church of Christ, man, they're a good bunch of people. Look at what they did. That's what we need. That's what we got to do. But you see, you can't do that if you don't have people that are part of the local congregation. You can't do that if you don't have people that are part of the will of God and they're serving God and doing His will. We need to encourage each other to work in the community, to be people who participate in the things in the community. Sometimes we don't do that as much as we need to. We got to do that. In Hebrews 10 and verse 23, usually we just skip to verse 25 and tell everybody they got to be here at church. And I think that's wrong to do that, even though it is saying that. But listen to this. Let us hold fast to the confession of our faith. Let us be people that we show the faith that we have. We show the dependence upon God that we have. Let us be willing to do that and not give up without wavering. For He who promised is faithful. God's going to keep His word in everything He said He'd do for you. He'll do it. He'll do it. Now what we got to do is we got to keep up everything we said we would do. And we got to be willing to serve him. And then he goes on to talk about don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but encouraging one another. And see, that's a part that you do too. You encourage those people to be here and to be a part of the church. You encourage them to be a part of the body of Christ. Encouraging others is a great thing. You know, this is a gift that we can give to other people. It doesn't cost us much. You don't have to shop for it. In fact, you don't even have to wrap it up. And you don't have to have batteries for it either. Is encouraging other people in the local congregation. Encouraging them to do those things that they want to do, that they need to do. Organizing and helping those people to see that. And it's not just for this congregation. It's in every congregation. And we need to be those people that we encourage and we help other people. Next, you're a blessing to those who are struggling in sin. I think we know that there are people that are fighting against sin. We're doing the same thing. But you see, if you're a part of the local congregation, you're saying to them, let me tell you something, I'm going to keep on struggling, and you need to do it too. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't stop. But continue to be a part of the local congregation, that it can help you to develop and help other people to know the way to go. And you're trying to show them that the church is a wonderful, great place. It's not filled with those people that don't sin, but it's filled with those that sin, but they're coming to God, thanking God for the forgiveness that they have. And that's what we're doing. It's thanking God for what he's done for us. In Mark 6, verses 30 to 33, then the apostles gathered to Jesus, and they told him about all the things that done. If you read the paragraph before that, it's talking about the people, thousands of people were fed food. And so here they fed food. They helped that community. They helped the people that were there. And those people wanted to know more about Jesus Christ. That's the reason we want to be a part of the community, so that we can introduce Jesus Christ to more people. Show him. You say, well, they already know that. How do you know? Have you talked to them about it? We need to encourage them and help them to see that. So here they come to Jesus, and they're understanding this, and they're telling Jesus about it. I can imagine those apostles coming in, and two of them are talking at the same time, and they wouldn't even be quiet for the other one. Jesus, let me tell you about what this guy said. Let me tell you what this man said. Let me tell you what these children were saying about you. Let me tell you about this. Jesus said, come aside. You've been working so hard. You've been working so hard that you hadn't had time to eat. You hadn't had time to rest right. And so what he does, he gets them in a boat and they sail across the Sea of Galilee to another spot. Those people that were there saw that. They saw that Jesus could furnish them with the spiritual food. Physical food? Yeah. Maybe that's the reason most of them went. But some of them went because they said, he's got the way of life. Like the apostles, like some of them were asked when Jesus said, are you going to leave me? And they said, who can we go to? You got the words of life. These people walked all the way around the sea, and they were there before Jesus and his disciples got there because they wanted to know more of the Word of God. They wanted to hear more of the Word of God. Let me tell you something. There are people in the world that want to hear the Word of God. They want to hear that you can be forgiven. They want to hear that that your sins are washed and cleansed away, that you're right before me. They want to hear that. We have that blessing. And you know, one of the great blessings, and this is the last one, so don't worry about it. I'm not going much farther. Linda's already hit her watch four times and told me to hush. Is the fellowship we have with one another. Now, I don't know about you. I thought about a great day today, and I thought about the sermon. I'm thrilled about this sermon. I hope I get it across to you like I wanted to. But I was thrilled to get to see people and meet people. People I hadn't seen in a while. Have fellowship with them. Have fellowship with my brethren here. Brethren, we don't realize how wonderful it is. You leave this area, and you go to another place. You can go to another congregation. But it just doesn't feel right. They don't sing the songs and they don't do the things like we do them. Now you say, well, that's okay. I'm not saying it's not okay. But don't you like to come back here and you see the people that you know and you go shake their hands and you go let them know that you care about them at fellowship, you have one with another, how wonderful that is. Listen to Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. Let nothing be done through selfish ambitions or through conceit. Don't let it be done for yourself. But in lowliness of mind, let each one of you consider the others better than himself. That's that fellowship. That's that uniting together. That's what we're looking for. Have you ever thought maybe the reason people don't want to be a part of the local congregation is because we don't give them that feeling of fellowship and being a part of that? It needs for every one of us to let everybody know, whether they're a visitor, whether they're come here all the day, let them know we care for them. Let them know that we love them. Let them know that we want to be a part of them. I hope and pray that I've got across to you the idea that I wanted to today, that the local congregation is where we start serving God and doing the will of God. And the local congregation is so important. Now, we're here. We like this place, or we wouldn't be here. I hope where you go, you enjoy where you're worshiped. You enjoy being a part of the church there. You're seeing the blessings that you're receiving from that. And if you're not, you're not going to be going very long. But look at the blessings. Look at the encouragement that's there. Look at what the local church has for you. And you be a part of it. You be not just a part that sits on a pew, but you be a part that you let the world know that I am a member of the church. I'll say it, Tanner, you need to be coming and you need to share in that. We need to be proud that we're part of the church here. We need to let the world know it. We need to let the people at the church know it. We need to have that association with each other. Brethren, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say today. The local church is where the church is, really. I know the church is all over the world, but I'm not all over the world. I'm here. The local church is important. And if I'm not a part of the local church, I'm not a part of the church at all. There's just no way around that. I want you to be a part of the church. I want you to be a part that you're so proud of it and we're so proud of you. There are people here today that I'm so proud of because I can fellowship with them. How wonderful it is. Some of your members here, some of you are just visiting, and I like you too. How great it is. Today, we offer an invitation. And an invitation is something to help you to hopefully see where you need to be. If you're right with God, stay right where you are. Don't get up, don't move, don't do anything. Everything's okay. But if you're not, if you don't feel like you're right with God, then make yourself right with God. And somebody said, oh, feelings. I'm telling you, we got to feel in our religion. If you don't feel, it's dead. Now, you can go just totally to feelings, and that's not good. But do you feel like today that you're right with God? Do you feel like today, if you left this world, that God would say, welcome, my faithful servant? If you don't, do whatever you got to do to make that right so that you can. We have garments, we have water that's warm, we have all that stuff, but I don't care if the water was ice cold. I don't care if we didn't have any garments and you had to be baptized in your clothes. That makes no difference at all. You do whatever you got to do to be right with God. If you're here today as a Christian and there's sin in your life, get it out. Get rid of it. Don't let it be a part of your life anymore. You don't like it. You don't want it there. And God doesn't want you to have it there. He wants you to be a part of the local congregation. So as we sing this song, you consider where you are spiritually. If we can pray for you, that for your strength, for your power, that you might be able to do more, we want to do that. Please come right now as we stand and as we sing.